Leading the news this morning, a man has died after suffering horrific injuries in a shark attack off Queensland's Whitsunday coast. The 33-year-old man was mauled at Sid Harbour late yesterday, close to the area where a woman and a child were both attacked in September. He was helped by two off-duty doctors and a nurse who were on nearby boats before being airlifted to hospital in a critical condition. Paramedics say he'd suffered serious bites, significant blood loss and cardiac arrest. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has announced she'll visit Beijing later this year, breaking a year-long ministerial freeze imposed by the Chinese government. The freeze was the result of Australia's rejection of foreign investment bids, as well as new laws cracking down on foreign interference. But China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi will now host Ms. Payne for this year's round of the so-called strategic dialogue. It is the final day of campaigning in the United States before the much-anticipated midterm elections. President Trump is set to visit the states of Ohio, Indiana and Missouri. The vote is being seen as a verdict on his first 2 years in office. The Democrats are hoping to retake the House of Representatives, while Republicans are looking to bolster their majority in the Senate. And the US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says a wave of reimposed sanctions will exert relentless economic pressure on Iran unless it changes its behaviour. The sanctions are aimed at crippling Iran's energy and financial sectors after the Trump administration withdrew from the 2015 nuclear deal with Tehran earlier this year.